This is VOA News. You are remote. Melissa Melton, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, is reaffirming U.S. support for a two-state solution as the only way to provide hope to Israelis and Palestinians that they can live, in his words, with equal measures of security, peace, and dignity. Blinken made his comment on ABC's This Week. Later, speaking on CNN, he said the humanitarian situation in Gaza is grave. He added there's a lot of work to do to help people in the area recover from 11 days of mutual bombardment that killed more than 200 Palestinians before a ceasefire took effect on Friday. Blinken will be traveling to the Middle East this week with plans to meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts. Israeli police on Sunday escorted more than 120 Jewish visitors to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where police actions in recent weeks had ignited protests and violence that triggered war in Gaza, according to the Islamic Authority overseeing the site. The authority and police had cleared young Palestinians out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45. Muslims who entered were required to leave their IDs with police at the entrance, and six Palestinians were detained with a fourth later released, this according to the Islamic Authority controlling the site. Israeli police denied there was any age restriction. They said they arrested five suspects who, quote, violated the public order. Israeli police had briefly clashed with Palestinian protesters after Friday prayers in an early test for the truce, which had taken effect hours earlier. The Islamic Authority said Sunday it was the first time Jews had been allowed to visit the site since May the 4th, week before the war broke out. From Washington,